Todd Butler, formerly assistant coach at the Arkansas Razorbacks, now head coach of the Wichita State Shockers, joins us here on Overtime. And, Coach, first off, congratulations on becoming a head coach.
Yeah, it's outstanding. You know, 23 years, half of my life as a coach now, and, you know, to have this opportunity, which is something that I was looking forward to, and I was hoping that this summer would bring that opportunity. But, you know, today's a big day for me and my family and in Wichita State. And, you know, I'm very excited.
Talk about taking over a program that is known nationally as a baseball program in Wichita State and having to replace a coach in Gene Stephenson who basically built that program.
Well, Coach Stephenson recruited me in 1986, so I have ties. I mean, he worked at the University of Oklahoma, which is where I played, and he worked for Enos Seymour, who I coached for in 1988. But Coach Stevenson's the second winningest college baseball coach in the history of the game. And he started this program from scratch with nothing. And he built it to national prominence with a national championship, I think 7 college World Series, 28 NCAA regionals, and one of the most impressive things is 27, national leading 27 academic All-Americans during his time. So he's just one of the best. And to replace him, you know, it's going to be a huge honor, and it's going to be a big chore to get to work to make sure we're doing the things to keep his tradition going into the future.
Coach, I know you're excited about what is about to take place and you taking over your own program, but look back at your time at Arkansas. What are you going to miss the most?
You know what? I'm going to miss the fans, the stadium. Mostly I'm going to miss the players. I love those players. I mean, the text messages that I've received from the former players in the past that, you know, have moved on to the big leagues or they're in the minor leagues working their way or they're in business or the players that are returning for next year's team that I hope gets to the College World Series. You know, the first half of my life as a coach, you know, you're concerned with yourself and wins and losses. And, you know, I think I'm past the halftime as a coach. I'm in that second half of my life in relationships and building men. And I'm so proud of the University of Arkansas for the resources and the men and women that work for these student athletes to build them in every aspect, to make them complete people in their life skills for when they leave the University of Arkansas. But Dave Van Horn is a winner. He always has been a winner wherever he's been. He's been a head coach, and he's succeeded. I thank him for the opportunity to work with him for 8 years. I would like to think that the program is better than when I came in. I mean, we went to 2 Final Fours. We had 2 number one rankings. We've had top 10 recruiting classes, and he's going to find someone outstanding to take my spot and move on to the next level. But, you know, as a family, Fayetteville, Arkansas, we loved every second of it. And, you know, I'd like to also say a thank you to Jeff Long, our athletic director at the University of Arkansas. I think he's the best for his leadership, his guidance, his vision, and friendship, because he has also helped prepare me for today. So, you know, when I think of University of Arkansas Razorbacks, I think Woo Pig Suey, and just so proud to be a part of it in my 8 years.
Todd Butler joins us here on Overtime. Coach, I know Dave Van Horn likes to work his non-conference schedules well in advance. How soon will the Wichita State Shockers appear on that non-conference schedule?
Well, I tell you what, we'll see how that works. I'm not even ready to think about that. I think right now I need to work about, you know, think about putting my staff together, recruiting my tail off 365, which, you know, pretty much everyone knows I love recruiting. And the Midwest is a big part of my recruiting because of the connections with professional scouts and the high school coaches and junior college. But I'm sure in time we'll probably get that schedule set up. But for right now, I can't answer that question. More importantly is, you know, putting a team together that we can compete with the best teams in the country. And hopefully that's going to come soon for Wichita State. We might be closer than I realize. I liked their club last year in the regional. Most of the players are coming back. So we'll see, you know, once I start practicing with these guys in the fall, we'll see where we're at.
I know things are probably going about 110 miles an hour right now for you, but have you been able to think about your staff and who you might like to have on it?
Yeah, I'm very fortunate. Brent Chemnitz, Brent Chemnitz is one of the best pitching coaches in college baseball, and he's been with Gene since the beginning, and Brent's staying on. So that's a lot of confidence right there to have someone that's been here, that knows the ins and outs, well-respected, from professional baseball to all the former big leaguers that he has. And so I do not have to worry about a pitching coach. He's here. In fact, we're about to have a meeting here in a second about the team. I need to find a number two spot, someone to work with the hitters, coach third base, and also be a dynamic recruiter. So, working towards that, and then maybe some other spots to fill. But, it's kind of hard to call around until you're officially named the coach. And I think after 2 p.m. today, then, I will be on the phone nonstop. But, it's exciting for me. I've been a head coach. I want to be around men that want to impact young men and build them into greater men in the aspects of academically, mentally, physically, spiritually. I just want to be a big impact during the time that we have them so we can make them very successful after baseball.
Coaching. Are you going to coach from the dugout like Dave Van Horn, or will you be on the field during the game? I heard you say earlier about a third base, someone to coach third base. Are you going to coach from the dugout?
Well, I've always said, I've watched Joe Torre and I've watched all these great coaches in Major League Baseball. And I think to manage a team, to make the decisions of pitching changes, pinch hitters, pinch runners, managing the team, I think you have to do it from the dugout. And, with coaching third base, I did that when I was younger in my career. That has no interest to me. I will find someone to coach third. I would like to be in the dugout with the team, where I can demand, motivate, encourage, and do the things that, that I'm good at. And, now I'll be in control of the things that we want to do in our program, our organization, and the teachings that we're going to put forth for our players. And I will remain in the dugout, and I look forward to that. And I think there'll be someone else coaching third and first base.
Staying safe in the dugout. I like it. Hey, Coach. Congratulations on the new job, and we look forward to following your career there at Wichita State.
Well, I want everyone to know in the state of Arkansas, thank you for the fantastic 8 years. So appreciative to be able to say I was a Razorback, and now I'm moving on to Wichita State, and I'm sure our paths will cross, and I look forward to it.
Maybe in Omaha, that would be nice.
Boy, I would love that. And that would be a great time for all of us.